What is up, everybody, and welcome back to another episode of the Primal King Podcast. This is episode number 126. All right, first off, I'll tell you again here in a minute. I do want to apologize for taking the week off last week. Got a little crazy. You'll hear a little bit more about it, but yeah, I do apologize for that. I believe it's the first time in the last like 2 years to where I haven't put out an episode, which is a little disappointing, but at the same time, I hope that people are getting value from this podcast. I always want to make sure I am doing the best that I can to hopefully help you maybe see things differently or maybe consider things a different way, all of that. But also sometimes life gets crazy around here and you got to pay the bills and you got to do stuff like that. And so it just didn't work out. So again, I apologize. Make sure that that doesn't happen again. But hey, that's the reality of it. All right. So also too, right now, if you haven't yet, I keep telling you, I know we're getting thousands and thousands of people listening to this podcast and you know, hey, you need to go out there. You need to try out some Crosso Meats, especially if you're liking the content and the value of this podcast, just imagine how great the meat must be that we're raising. I mean, come on. If you haven't tried it yet, you at least got to give it a shot. If you're like, hey, there's lots of crazy stuff going on in the world and I'm not sure if I'm going to have access to great meat or this trekker convoy thing takes off and all of a sudden, you know, there's not that nasty meat in your grocery store. Might be a good idea to hop on the subscription. Make sure you're guaranteed to have that meat showing up to your house and to your door every single month, like clockwork. Boom, it'll be there. So anyways, go to Crosso Meats. Check that out. CrossoMeats.com, I should say. Check that out. Let us know what you think. Hopefully you love it. All right. So we're going to get into the topic today. Lots of good stuff going on, guys. Also, it's been kind of a rough week. I'll tell you a little bit more about it. All right. Let's get started. So the question is this: how do we live the best life that we can with the limited amount of time that we get to be here? Is it by accumulating success and fame and fortune and everything else that society tells us that we need in order to be fulfilled? Or is it much more simple than that? My name is Derek Wilson. I'm the host of the Primal King Podcast, and we're going to be answering this as well as many other questions as we move forward. What is up, everybody, and welcome back to another episode of the Primal King Podcast. It's going to be another solo week this week after a week off. I was trying to really rack my brain on this, and I think last week was the first week that I haven't uploaded an episode since the beginning, which was kind of weird. Just a lot of weird stuff kind of going on around here. If you guys follow me on social media and kind of the tweaker and everything else that happened, it's been a wild week. And that's kind of where I want to go with this, with the topic today. But I do also want to apologize because I know a lot of you listen every week when it comes out. I can see the numbers to where people kind of when the podcast first releases, you guys are checking it out. And if that didn't happen last week, I apologize. I do feel like I didn't uphold my end of the bargain in terms of being here every week and hopefully trying to share some insight or maybe different ways of approaching topics, however you want to put it. But yeah, it got crazy. I finally had some free time later in the day, last Friday after an insane week. And by that point, honestly, the ship had kind of sailed and I was like, you know what? We're just going to hold off. We're going to go next week. But it does lead me into the topic today because I think in the past week or so, it's like just so much craziness, right? Like we can kind of go into it. But I almost feel like a country song, I guess, because just how many weird things have happened, kind of some of the things in like the business side of it, with literally a tweaker showing up at our house and kind of parking in our driveway and then getting my finger sliced by a razor blade that he had taped to his gas cap. Maybe another story for another time. If you don't follow me on social media, that was probably one of the stories you don't want to miss because it was literally like insane. One of the craziest experiences I've ever been a part of in my entire life. Let's just say it ended with a high speed chase and the guy's going to go to prison now for like a long, 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 long time. And we just happened, me and a friend of mine just happened to be sitting there when this happened, when the high speed chase happened. So anyways, yeah, maybe I'll tell you guys that story. If you didn't get a chance to hear it on social media, maybe shoot me a message because, maybe I'll do it like another week or something because it literally was just, I'm not sure there's any wisdom necessarily to gain from it. But it was pretty insane. So anyways, there's that. Kind of some shifts on the business side of things. You know, having to put our old dog down. Just it's been like a crazy 7 or 8 days. Just like, I mean, country song, right? Like my dog died and, you know, this happened, Tweaker show. I don't know if there's any country songs about Tweaker showing up at your house, but yeah. But it got me thinking because one of the things that I will tell you I most dislike about social media is that it seems like one of two things happens all the time on social media. Number one is that you get the highlight reel. And then I think number two, what happens is that people also are like, oh, if you're vulnerable, quote unquote, people think you're real. And so you get like this fake vulnerability. So it kind of leaves most of us in the middle being like, okay, should my life be a highlight reel, you know, like so-and-so influencer, or should my life just be real and raw and authentic, but it's really actually just BS and they actually know that they can manipulate people by having these vulnerable posts, right? Not to say all vulnerable posts are that way, but a couple of years ago, I remember being in an inner circle meeting where there's a bunch of high level business people. And it's like, you know, we just have to be vulnerable with our audiences. And that was a big thing. And it was almost like we need to be vulnerable with our audiences so we can make more money, not because we actually just want to share the truth. And so that was something that has kind of stuck with me and I guess has made me a little bit jaded. But I tell you that again, because of the fact that I think it leaves a lot of us in the middle being like, I don't really know. And again, like maybe to take a step back, we all want to sit here and we all want to be like, I'm not influenced by social media. BS. You are. You're influenced by what you consume, right? So whether that's news on the TV, if you're spending time on social media, you can't help but be affected by it some way or another, right? And maybe you are just so against like human psychology that you can consume all this content and have it not affect you, which is almost like scientifically impossible. So if we're just being, again, real, then everything that we consume affects us, right? You could get on Instagram right now, and if all you follow is one side politically, or all you follow is one side from a diet perspective, you are going to be affected by that. Right? Like one of the things I did when I started the carnivore diet is I started following a bunch of carnivore people, which is great, right? Because I want to learn more information about it, but you start being affected by thinking that maybe that is the only way that I could ever eat that would make me live longer, be, you know, bigger, stronger, faster, sexier, do all the things, right? And so that does affect you. And so again, if you're looking at people who every day they're posting pictures about living on the beach and the laptop lifestyle and all this stuff, and you're getting up, grinding your way at work every day, how could you not be affected by that? How could you not sit there and be like, that is, you know, I'm living this garbage life because so-and-so is posting pictures every day at the beach. Like you will be affected by that. And so again, kind of coming all the way back around, which is, I guess, trying to make, hopefully get this point across, is that it's okay for things to be hard. And I struggle with that big time. So I'm sitting here telling you something that like literally I struggle with. If things aren't going great, if I'm not building stuff fast enough, if I'm not, you know, I'm one of those people who, you probably know this if you've been listening for the last couple of years, but it's like when I dive in, like I don't want roadblocks, I don't want hangups, I don't want any of that stuff. I just want it smooth sailing and go as fast as we can and build as big as we can, right? And so for me, like I have to take a step back and there's really like one of my favorite quotes of all time is one from Bruce Lee. And it's, the quote comes back to, do not pray for an easy life, pray for the strength to endure a difficult one. So why do I bring up social media influencers? Why am I talking about that? Because I believe that we are oftentimes misled that our life is going to be easy, right? We grow up with all these ideals and we see these fairy tales and these fantasies to where at the end of every Disney movie, guess what happens? Like spoiler alert, but it always works out, right? Like the guy always gets the girl. They all live happily ever after. So when you grow up again, like talking about consuming content, like we always have this and this vision of like, there might be a little bit of strife, but like, it's always going to be happily ever after. And if you're a Christian, like you believe that ultimately that is the case. We will live happily ever after. but there's a whole lot of garbage in between that you're going to have to deal with, whether you're Christian or not, right? Like, and so it comes back to this fact of when you're seeing that these people have a quote unquote easy life, you start wondering why your life isn't easy. And I think that one of the things that I try to do, and this is maybe where I would, I don't know, give you some advice if maybe you struggle with this, is that exact quote. Like, don't wish for an easy life. Just do everything you can to get stronger. Because it, like, there's going to be times where life beats you down, right? There's going to be changes in your job. There's going to be changes in your business. There's going to be times where maybe you're making a ton of money, and then there's going to be times where maybe you're not making enough money to pay your bills. There's going to be times where you have to, you know, put down your dog that you had for 15 years, and, you know, there's going to be times where everything is great and everything is smooth sailing. But at the end of all of that, it's, you know, and I probably butcher this. I'm big on quotes, right? But what is it? Tough times don't last, but tough people do. I don't even know who said it, but that's another thing that kind of comes to me. And so I'm always looking at things like, how do I strengthen myself? Whether that be through my body, through my mindset, through books that I read, through podcasts that I consume, all of that stuff. Like, how do I strengthen myself knowing that things aren't always going to be great, right? In fact, sometimes things are going to be downright hard. You're going to, you know, lose people close to you. You're going to lose family pets. It's going to devastate your family. Like, there's going to be things that happen no matter how easy you want your life to be, right? Like, I know that all of us just wish that we could wake up in the morning, we have more money than we know what to do with. Our body is just magically great and we're in shape and we're strong and we feel good. Like, we all want that stuff. But the reality is that there's always going to be things that happen. Like, I got this thing going on with my heel. Like, my foot hurts, right? Like, you know, it's just like, it's a pain in the ass and it makes everything harder, right? Like, I know you're like, oh, Derek, you got a little heel thing going on, right? Like, but it's like everything becomes harder. Lifting weights becomes harder when it's hard to stand on your heel. Like, running, jogging, any of that stuff becomes harder. And there's part of me that, you know, you go through this and like, I jack up my heel. I, you know, lose our dog. Like, stuff with our business is crazy because of wars and like hay shortages. And then on my other business with the sales team, like shifts in that company and, like, all of these things kind of seem to like converge at the exact same time. And so it's like, really, like, I also have to have like a hurt heel at this time. I mean, can't we just kind of chill out with like some of the business stuff and maybe like the dog stuff and maybe like the tweaker showing up at my house and, you know, like all of these things, but it all just hits at once. Boom. And I'm kind of like sitting here laughing, and it hasn't really been funny though, but I laugh at it because it comes back to the thing that I always try to focus on, which is, I know my life is not going to be easy. And if you have some perception, maybe you're young, maybe you're listening to this at 16, 17 years old, and maybe you've been told by mom and dad that you're going to have a great life. You're going to go to college. You're going to get a good degree. You're going to get a good job. You're going to get, you know, a nice wife or a husband, and you're going to live happily ever after. You know, that it's just not going to happen that way. Like, I'm not here to burst any bubbles, but it just won't. Life does not just go at this straight trajectory into, you know, forever happiness and bliss. So what do we do? That again comes back to, I think, the central point of this is that if we can all agree, which I think that we can, especially for people who are a little older, have a little more life experience maybe, or maybe if you're younger, you've already experienced this, but life is never going to be easy. You're always going to have certain types of problems, right? Whether you have, you know, big money problems or small money problems, you're always going to have problems. There's always going to be issues. Life is never going to be easy for very long, right? Like, you'll have stretches of it and it's great. When that happens, great. That's like summertime, right? Weather's great. Everything's perfect, but you're also going to have winter. You're going to have times where it's dark, where it's cold, where it sucks. And so what do we do? And I think that, again, that comes back to the quote of, do not pray for an easy life. Pray for the strength to endure a difficult one. And so I believe that there's even just more than prayer, right? There's things that you can do to equip yourself. I'm not one to sound the alarm bell, but there's a lot of weird stuff that is going on within kind of current events, right? We all know like some of the lockdown stuff that's been hard. We see some of the stuff that's going on in Canada and freezing bank accounts for people who are protesting. Like, again, like, I don't want to make this political. There's issues, regardless of what side of the political spectrum you fall on, that are a little bit freaky, right? There are things going on with Russia and Ukraine and the war that's going on there that we feel like is so far away from us. But then you start looking at, you know, Ukraine exports a lot of stuff to us, a lot of corn and wheat and things like that that we love to consume here. And so I tell you all of this because I feel like we are heading toward even more difficult times. I hope I'm wrong, but it just feels like kind of with COVID, it let the cat out of the bag and that was tough. And it seems like about the time we're coming out of that, like all this other stuff with some of the civil unrest and, you know, if there ends up being this trucker convoy in the U.S., like, does that slow down supply chains? Does that mean grocery stores become empty? Like, I tell you all of this because, again, I feel like in life, in current events, around the world, politically, all these things, it's not always going to be easy. So what do we need to do in order to, I guess, prepare ourselves for the times when they're not? And I've been saying these things, but I would encourage everybody a couple of basic things to make sure that you can get through tough times. Number one, ask yourself if you're doing things that are making you mentally stronger. Really, what that comes down to is I look at your brain as the same as any other muscle. Are you working it out? What does that mean? Are you reading books? Are you listening to podcasts? Obviously, you're listening to this podcast, but you know, are you listening to different things that can make you stronger mentally? Right? I think another big part of that is, are you lifting heavy things? Are you doing things that push you out of your comfort zone that make you able to endure hard things? To me, that's a huge one. Another thing is, you know, how is your body? Like, is your body equipped to handle hard times? I don't know, right? Like, that's another question I think that is valid. And then lastly, are you prepared? You know, let's say that things go downhill. Maybe World War III breaks out. Maybe supply chains. I mean, we live in this global economy, global trade. Maybe all of a sudden you're not able to get some of the things that you had been able to get. You know, maybe it's another pandemic. Maybe it's whatever it could be. Maybe, again, it's this thing with Russia spills over and hits a NATO country. And next thing you know, we're in war, a couple nuclear powers. I mean, maybe we all just die at that point. I don't know. But if we don't, are you prepared? So like for us, I can tell you what we kind of have in place is we have a natural spring here. So power goes out, we still have water, right? Like we're not dependent upon any type of water. Maybe some of you are listening to this in a subdivision and maybe it's a good idea for you to have a little extra water on hand, right? I'm not trying to go all prepper on you, but again, kind of the idea behind this episode is how do we get through tough times? And part of that is being prepared for tough times, knowing that they're going to happen at some point, most likely. Maybe it's not World War III. Maybe it's not a pandemic. Maybe it's a wildfire if you live in the Northwest. Those happen here all the time. We'll knock, you know, power will get knocked out for days or weeks sometimes. You know, maybe you live in an area with storms. You know, so it's those tough times are going to happen pretty much no matter where you live and what the scenario is around it. Are you prepared? And so again, like for me, we have plenty of food here, right? Obviously we have cattle, so we're going to be fed. If you're doing the carnivore diet like I am, I mean, it kind of just is perfect, right? It's like basically having all the food you could ever eat. and so it's like, do we have shelter? Do we have, you know, protection in terms of being able to defend what you have? Like all of those things I believe are so important and you don't want to wait until you're in the tough times to prepare for them, right? Like all the stuff that happened this week, like I didn't want to wait until I was in the middle of all of these tough times to be prepared for them. Because, you know, having, again, like a tweaker show up at your house and slicing your fingers and all that type of stuff, like if I hadn't had a pistol and, you know, felt like I could defend myself, maybe that situation would have went different, right? But I was prepared. Like I knew at some point in my life, I may have to use a pistol. Thank God I didn't have to. But I knew that I was ready and able and capable of doing that if it got to that point. So again, that comes from preparation. It comes from, you know, having a way to protect yourself, having guns. It comes from being able to shoot guns and feel confident in your ability to use them if necessary. You know, with some of the business stuff that's gone on, right? Like just knowing that we've done the best that we can to prepare to absorb any changes in the market and everything else. Now, have we been perfect there? No, absolutely not. Like, do we need more hay? We're going to, right? We'll figure it out, but we're pretty good, but we're not as good as we'd like to be. But we also took steps in the fall to make sure that we were going to be okay. And so again, like after going through this week and having it be a pretty freaking brutal week, to be honest with you, with the dog, with all the weird stuff, with the guy showing up here, with some business changes, like it has been a very, very tough week for me. And this is not fake vulnerability. This is just real. It's been a tough week. But I also believe that one of the reasons why I know we'll make it through it being fine, and one of the reasons why I know we made it through the situations and why we'll make it through putting our dog down, all of that type of stuff, is because of the fact that I feel like as a family, like we prepare for hard times. We prepare for hard things. We work out. We try to, you know, push ourselves mentally. And if you're not doing those things currently, you want to have your house in order. That's what I'll tell you. I don't know what's going to happen. What's going to happen with maybe more pandemics or variants or any of that stuff. I can't tell you that. I can't tell you if this war that's breaking out right now is going to turn into World War III, or, you know, if China decides to do something and we end up there. Like, I don't think any of us can really predict that. But the one thing that we can control is whether or not we're prepared for it. That's the one thing we can control. I mean, the reality is, guys, like if you ever want to feel helpless, think about the fact that we could enter into a massive world war and we literally have no say in it. We have no say in it. We have no say if, you know, as individuals, if we're going to be impacted by it. But what we can do and what we can be at fault for is if we're not prepared for it. So as things kind of take the turn, and even just personally, without all the extra stuff around the world going on, like we hit a pretty rough week this week, but we will make it through it because we're prepared. So I would just put the question back. Are you? Something to consider. I would highly encourage you. Again, don't pray for an easier life. Pray to be stronger. All right, everybody. We'll talk to you next week.
I absolutely love having you as a listener of the Primal King podcast. If you don't want to miss out on the great content, then it's time to hit that subscribe button right now. Do not be left behind. And then share your thoughts and feedback with a written review of the show. I read every single one of these, and it helps me make sure I am serving you best. It also allows others to find this content, and it builds this community. Make it an awesome day, and we'll see you next time.